the magic word. Here in the secret kindergarten, the world's best show for kids is starting. The Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. Use your ears and your imagination. We're going to play, we're having fun. The magic secret kindergarten on the Revolution Welcome to the Secret Kindergarten with your host, Gino, as in G. No! Because don't tell me what to do, all you growing ups. I don't have to do what you tell me what to do. That's why I say no. That's the magic word. We're going to play some music from Nancy Stewart of nancymusic.com.
I bought me a cat, the cat pleased me. I fed my cat under yonder tree, and the cat went fiddly-fee, fiddly-fee. I bought me a hen, the hen pleased me. I fed my hen under yonder tree. The hen went chipsy-chopsy, the cat went fiddly-fee, fiddly-fee. I bought me a duck, the duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. The duck went slishy sloshy, the hen went chipsy chopsy, the cat went fiddly fee, fiddly fee. I bought me a goose, the goose pleased me. I fed my goose under yonder tree. The goose went quack, the duck went slishy sloshy, the hen went chipsy chopsy, the cat went fiddly fee, fiddly fee. I bought me a dog, the dog pleased me. I fed my dog under yonder tree. The dog went boo, the goose went wah, the duck went slishy sloshy, the hen went chipsy chopsy, the cat went fiddly fee, fiddly fee. I bought me a cow, the cow pleased me. I fed my cow under yonder tree. The cow went moo, the dog went boo, the goose went quack, the duck went slishy sloshy, the hen went chipsy chopsy, the cat went fiddly fee, fiddly fee. Did you have your breakfast? Did you get a good night's sleep? Then you'll have lots of energy. Get up, get on your feet. Get up and shake, 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 shake your hands. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Turn, 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 turn around. Reach way up high and sit back down. Stirring up the molecules creates a lot of heat. So let's stir up the molecules. Get up, get on your feet. Get up and shake, 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 shake your hands. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Turn, 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 turn around. Reach way up high and sit back down. Put your hands together now and clap along with me. Just like the sun that shines, you have a lot of energy. Get up and shake, 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 shake your hands. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Turn, 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 turn around. Reach way up high and sit back down. From sunlight and light to heat, it changes all the time. Moving, working, doing, energy's a busy guy. Get up and shake, 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 shake your hands. Jump, jump, jump up and down. way up high and sit back down. Kids have lots of energy, they're always on the go. Running, jumping, dancing, you need energy to grow. Get up and shake, 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 shake your hands. Jump, jump, jump up and down. Turn, 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 turn around. Reach way up high and sit back down. Reach to the sky and sit back down.
Energy, 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 energy.
Right. It's nature time. Nature time. We are gonna look into a particular animal, and that animal's called an antelope. Have you ever heard of an antelope before? Let's talk about what an antelope is, okay? Watching these animals on television leap and jump across open spaces has always been fascinating. Striding around the open grasslands with long, powerful legs and firm hooves, looking up valiantly with its slender neck and big horns, standing upright. The antelope has always been a symbol of beauty and grace. Can you picture what an antelope looks like? Antelopes eat shoots, grass, and seeds, and they are usually found in forests and savannas, which are the big grassy plains like in Africa. Most of the antelopes are native to the vibrant African lands. However, you will find some of them in Asia and the Middle East as well. And the antelope, when it shows up on TV, in the zoo, or in a book, or if you're lucky to see one in real life, well, the antelope wants to teach you a little lesson. That you've been spending a little bit too much time by yourself, alone, and you need to seek out the company of friends. See, the antelope wants us to have friends and show us that it's important to have friends. Because the antelope looks very different and unique, but he has lots of friends that are just like him, and that's his big herd of antelopes that he stays with to be looked after by one another. Now let's listen to what an antelope sounds like, and if you are listening to this, maybe mum or dad can show you a picture of an antelope, but I know you can picture it in your mind because you're super smart and powerful. Let's listen to the sound of an antelope. Are you ready? Here we go. Okay, one more time. Oh, it's kind of like a kind of like a grunting sound. Let's hear this again. Okay, listen up, listen up. Well, there you go. Well, that's an antelope. God, no wonder he needs lots of friends. Listen to how he sounds. Okay, we're gonna read a story now. Straight into a story. It's got an antelope in it. This story's called The Woodpecker, The Tortoise, and the antelope. Once upon a time, there lived three friends, an antelope, a woodpecker, and a tortoise. One day, while the antelope was roaming in the forest, two hunters, it's always the hunters in these stories, two hunters laid a trap for him and returned home. When the antelope came to drink water at the lake after dark, he got caught in the trap. He cried for help, and hearing his cry, the woodpecker flew to him, and the tortoise swam to him. Immediately, the tortoise started biting the net, while the woodpecker flew towards the hunter's hut. At dawn, as the hunters came out of the hut, the woodpecker flew straight towards the first hunter and hit him in the face. "Ah! Some bird of ill omen has struck me," said the hunter, and returned to the hut. After a while, both hunters attempted to come out, but met the same fate. "We will go when the day has risen," said the second hunter. Hearing this, the woodpecker returned to his friends. By now, the hunters, too, had started for the lake. "Here come the hunters," cried the woodpecker. By this time, the tortoise had nearly gnawed all the strings on the trap. Seeing that, the antelope burst the net and rushed into the forest. The woodpecker flew away while the tortoise went below the water. The hunters, lamenting their fate, returned to their hut carrying the broken net. Good thing the antelope has friends, and that's why it's good to have friends. Because your friends can help you get out of trouble with naughty grown-ups. Let's hear some music. This one's called Frog Pond by Nancy Stewart of nancymusic.com.
Let's go down to the frog pond. Let's go down to the frog pond. Let's go down to the frog pond and listen to the froggies sing. Ribbit, 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 ribbit. Let's go over to the barnyard. Let's go over to the barnyard. Let's go over to the barnyard and listen to the piggies sing. Oink, 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 oink. Let's go down to the seashore. Let's go down to the seashore. Let's go down to the seashore and listen to the fishies sing. Look, 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 look. Let's go out into the forest. Let's go out into the forest. Let's go out into the forest and listen to the birdies sing. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Let's go out into the backyard. Let's go out into the backyard. Let's go out into the backyard and listen to the honeybees sing. Buzz, 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 buzz.
Plant a little seed, watch it grow. Soon we will have a vegetable.
This one's orange and rabbits like to eat it. It's a carrot.
Plant a little seed, watch it grow. Soon we will have a vegetable.
This one grows under the ground, and when it's ready to eat, you have to dig it up. It's a potato.
Plant a little seed, watch it grow. Soon we will have a vegetable.
You might call this one little trees because it looks like little trees. It's broccoli.
Plant a little seed, watch it grow. Soon we will have a vegetable.
This one's long and yellow, and sometimes we pop it. it's corn.
Plant a little seed, watch it grow. Soon we will have a vegetable.
This one's round and green, and we call it a head. It's a head of lettuce.
Little mouse, where did you go? Are you in the red house? I don't know.
Listen to the rhythm of the rocks. What would they say if they could talk? So many years down under the ground. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Find me a rock that's smooth and round. Find me a rock down under the ground. Find me a rock that I can pound. Listen to the sound, listen to the sound. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun. Oh, we saw the sun up. Oh, we saw the sun.
All right. Just got time to make a wish together. Little group activity, wishes for the world. Okay, we're gonna all together, we're gonna pretend we're gonna make a giant ball that holds all of our wishes for the whole world. What do you wish for the world? Okay, what do you wish for the world? Have a little think. Okay, I've got my wish. Have you got your wish? Okay. Let's put the wish in the ball, the big giant ball. I'm putting my wish in. There it is. You put your wish in. Okay, everybody, put your wish in. Grown-ups, young children, all of you, go put that wish in the big giant ball. Okay, that's a big ball. That's really full. Everybody, we're gonna throw that ball up into the sky together. Okay, ready? Oh, that's a big giant ball full of wishes. Ready? One, two, three. Let's throw it up into the sky. And it's carrying our wishes to everybody everywhere. Off it goes. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the Secret Kindergarten Radio Show. I'm your host, Gino, as in G-No. And we'll see you soon at the next one. I love you. Bye.